USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
These governors won't help us beat the pandemic. I'll use my power as president to get them out of the way.
President Biden mandating COVID-19 vaccines to roughly 100 million Americans on Thursday. Republican governors from Florida and Mississippi respond.
I do not believe that people should lose their jobs over this issue, and we will fight that.
We live in America, and you would expect words like that from the president, maybe of communist China or of North Korea, but you don't expect words like that coming out of the mouth of the president of the United States.
Mississippi Governor Tate Reeves on Fox News. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi in April.
We cannot require someone to be vaccinated. That's just not what we can do.
California Governor Gavin Newsom will get President Biden to campaign against Newsom's recall. Biden is scheduled in Long Beach, California on Monday. USA Radio News.
Nielsen says more than 30 million Americans are now tuning in to Newsmax TV. It's one of the biggest media stories. Newsmax is available on all major cable systems. And if you cut the cord and don't get cable, you can still get Newsmax. Find it on your smart TVs like Samsung, LG, and more. Just go to your smart TV channel guide or download the free Newsmax app. Newsmax also streams free on Roku, Zumo, Pluto, Amazon Fire, or TiVo. And 7 million people have the Newsmax app on their smartphone. It takes seconds to download it on your phone, and there's no paywall or subscription. So watch Newsmax for breaking news anytime, anywhere. President Trump says Newsmax is really good, and Forbes calls Newsmax a news powerhouse. Find out why tens of millions of Americans are watching Newsmax TV and going to Newsmax.com for breaking news. It's a source you can trust. Newsmax is real news for real people.
Let's take a look at the current crisis at the U.S.-Mexico border. Dan Rocky reports.
U.S. Customs and Border Protection will soon release the number of illegal immigrant apprehensions that occurred at the southern border in August. That number is expected to be around 190,000, down slightly from a 21-year high in July. Congressman Chip Roy says it's hard to visualize those numbers unless you see them for yourself. The Texas Republican tells Fox News about a recent trip he took to the border with Senator Ted Cruz and the movement of people he witnessed.
Senator Cruz and I were at a checkpoint, and we sat in a scanning booth looking at trucks as they come through. And they can only get like 1 out of 10 or 20 of those trucks. 30 minutes after we left that booth, we went down to the river. We saw 33 illegal immigrants that were just sitting on the other side of the river waiting to come across, being led by a cartel leader. We then got an image from one of the Border Patrol agents showing us 29 immigrants in the back of a truck that were caught with one of those scans that Senator Cruz and I had just been looking at. That was all in the matter of a couple of hours while we were sitting in Laredo.
USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
At some time in our lives, we must face the fact that retirement will happen to us all. When that day comes, how do you want to be remembered? NASCAR driver Kevin Harvick on Motor Racing Network talks about his own meeting with the inevitable.
Yeah, you know, I don't know. You know, I think I'll leave that for people to decide. You know, I think for me, it's kind of like last week. You know, there's a whole bunch of them sitting over in the grass, climbing out of their cars, and I'm trying to figure out how to get mine to the start finish line. So, you know, it's those types of things that you want people to realize that you gave it all you had and never quit, always did everything you could to get everything, every single piece out of every single situation to do the best that you could. And you know, hopefully in the end, you've done enough to, you know, to have people think about things like that and see what it all winds up being after you're done.
As a somber America remembers 9/11 this weekend, the children that lost parents that fateful day are remembered too. Tim Berg reports.
Many children who lost parents on 9/11 are reflecting 20 years later on how they were impacted by the trauma. Marie Klein's mother, Susan, an insurance executive, was killed that day. Marie says it inspired her to become a social worker specializing in anxiety. She says the pain of losing her mother has never gone away, but it's been mitigated by her work helping others. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
USA Radio News.